just the same. Every day a heartache, I'm just trying to keep it safe. But I know you believe me, baby, don't you leave for me. Hey girl, hey girl, we can make it easy if we lift each other. Hey girl, hey girl, we don't need to keep on wanting up another. Hey girl,
hey girl,
hey girl,
hey girl,
if you lose your way,
I've loved you for
Testing. Hello? 1, 2.
Hello?
Hello. Oh.
There you go.
We're chilling. All right. This is Mandy B.
This is DJ Sweaty Hands.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Indeed.
Bird watching. Yes. Okay, perfect. So we're just back here in the stew. I don't know if you guys recall from last week, but we had DJ Izu in the studio, and that simply did not do because that's his own name.
It is.
And so then Izu did some musings over the weekend and came out with just the most glorious DJ name. And could you just give the listeners a little
background
information?
So, as young boys do, mm-hmm. we play a lot of FIFA.
Naturally.
And that involves, you know, using controller, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one time when I was younger, when you lose, you have to give the controller over.
Mm.
So I unfortunately lost, had to give the controller over. A friend was like, wow, you have incredibly sweaty hands. I was like, never even realized. And then from that day on, I swore to never lose a FIFA game ever. So I'd never have to pass a controller.
Because that's just embarrassing.
It is. I mean, I have lost a few games, but as to my housemates who can attest, I have a very, very, very high win percentage.
Okay, I'm proud of you, Izu.
So, I might have sweaty hands, but I am now a very, very good FIFA player, so there you go.
Yeah, that really puts, like, some stake in the game when you're like, I don't want anyone to, like, have to handle my sweat after it.
I was thinking about others.
No, that is so kind. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. I can't tell a lie. So I was big into the Wii as a child, as I feel that most of us are. And my brother and sister and I play like hours of Mario Kart. And by the end of these sessions, your controller would just be wet as as a rag. And you just felt so gross. And you were like,
true.
I don't feel like I'm working out, but I'm sweating as though I'm working out.
It is very interesting. I guess the worst thing is just, I mean, that's fair enough because you've been playing for hours.
Mm-hmm.
But me, like, and as soon as I grab something,
really,
boom.
Has this posed a problem when trying to carry things? Will they just slip out?
That's a great question. Not when carrying things, no.
Okay, that's good.
Just social interactions, yeah.
Okay, no, I get that. It's a tough world out there.
It is.
It's very sweat conducive, some may say.
I think a lot would say that indeed a lot of people are anti-sweat for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. I say you gotta just embrace it.
I do. It was actually my college personal or like personal statement for the Common app.
Really?
About my sweaty hands. Yes, it's a great read. I can give it to you guys.
Oh my god.
Any of you listeners out there
would love to read it. We can link it in our Instagram and everyone can read it.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's the greatest. Okay, well, I can't wait to read it, and I know that the 14 of you listening also can't wait to read it. So you just hit us up at Bird Watching. Like, there's like 3 or 4 U's, and we're just on Instagram, and it's really been a dynamic feed this semester because of all the guest stars, including DJ Sweaty Hands. Do you have any songs you'd like to play?
Yes.
Oh,
could
yay.
You play The List, please, by Moonchild?
Would love to. All right, here's The List by Moonchild.
We're back. Ease and I were just having a riveting conversation about tattoos. And I asked if he would ever get one. He said no, not my vibe, but no. He still supports them.
Of course.
I think I would get a tattoo if I was doing it with someone. Like my brother and I have talked about
getting a tattoo
potentially, because at least if it's we would never not have a connection if it was with someone.
True.
Whereas if I just got a bird for bird watching, which of course has passed through my mind a couple times. And then in 10 years, I'm like, wait, that was just my college radio show name. And it didn't feel as important anymore. I still have that bird on me forever.
That's true. I mean, I'm all for tattoos. I just feel like some of them, definitely people were not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, I don't know, have you seen the tattoos where people get maiden wherever they were born, on their bottom of their feet, which I heard is a very sensitive part to get a tattoo.
That sounds so tender.
But it's you're like a not a robot, but you were like, I don't know, like tagged you. Oh, yeah. Boom. You were produced here. I don't know.
I think that can be kind of funny. But then that's silly because then no one sees it. You don't see it. Like, what? And the lip ones? The people, then they get on the inner lip? Those are
absurd because people just write absolute jargon in there.
Such jargon. You're right.
And then what's the point of, like, I don't know. Or the eye tattoos. Have you seen that? Like when you pull down.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, which is absolutely absurd. And people get, like, write names or whatever they want to do, maybe a small star, I don't know, but
maybe
people are getting creative.
Wait, that's so gross. Oh my God, that makes me so ill. Wait, actually, I did see an article one time that a girl tattooed her eyeball to try to make it a different color, and then she went legally blind, and I was like, that's your fault. Like, I had no sympathy for this child.
You really can't.
No.
They really did not think that through.
Totally did not.
And especially if they did it by themselves. Like, no wonder she went blind. I mean, maybe she infected herself. I don't know, but...
Oh, my God. And all these, like, rappers with face tats. I was... I was at a cycling class over the weekend with my father and my mother. I don't know why I forgot my mom was there. And the instructor just went off for, like, 5 minutes during the class about how stupid she thinks face tattoos are and how you really must be in like a struggling place in life. And I was like, what if someone in this class, like what if their like brother or something has a face tat? True. And this woman's making all these assumptions about their life.
That is very true. I mean, face tats are interesting because especially like, I mean, I don't know how common you see face tats, but like you said, artists mm-hmm. have face tats, artists. Rappers. And one common thread I've seen with rappers who do have face tats is that they are 100% committed to, you know, pursuing this artistry that they are. And they have often written lines and songs where they're like, I have tattoos on my face, so this shows you how committed I am to become a rapper. So.
Wait,
I don't know.
I've never noticed that, but an important nuance that everyone should know about DJ Sweaty Hands is that he's a huge fan of rap.
Yeah.
And if you get lucky sometime in life, he'll spit some fire for you.
I'm not the freestyler, but
no, but he'll recite the fire that other people have said. Oh,
that's true. I could do that.
Yeah, which is I'm sorry. I have actually hit play on another song, which is it sounds like a good song, but maybe we'll save it for later. But yeah, anything else you want to add to the fans, or should we play another song?
I have an interesting topic conversation.
Oh,
I guess
please.
We can add. I think it'd be better to do it when our third guest arrives.
Oh, yeah. We're having a third guest, so everyone get excited for that. He should be here in the next 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how fast he scoots.
Is this part of the song? I'm hearing, like...
Oh.
No, wait. What am I hearing?
I hear something, too. It seems like we're picking up...
No. That's for sure from your laptop.
Who's to say, really? Well, you know what? Let's just play another song and it'll be fine. Okay. I hope you know the song, Yuzu.
I'd like to dedicate this to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat. No, I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on. It was a stormy night, you know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you. The night was long, the night went on. We were cooling out through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. And Gany told me that when I was only a youth, I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. Work it pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. I'm so flash free like a willow tree. Do we? And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna be from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna be from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna be from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you just don't wanna be down with me. take it everywhere I go. Cause I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow. He's moving like a rolling stone. I can't control the soul flowing in me. Ooh wee, see, I picked my friends like a pick my fruit. Again, he told me that when I was only a youth. I don't walk around trying to be with the night. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree.
I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. I seek my source for something it is. Closer I am to twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before, and I went in seeking clarity. Seek my source for some definitives. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find.
Yeah. All right, we're back. Ease and I were just talking about how we want to go to more live music, and then I was telling him how the Indigo Girls are in Boston, but tickets are crazy expensive, and they're also the lesbian icons of the 1980s, and I didn't understand why tickets for them would still be so expensive, but they are, and that's because they play bangers like that. And also, what I didn't tell Izu is that that was the callback song that I had a callback for when I auditioned for my high school's a cappella group called Cloud Nine, and I did not get into the a cappella group. So for a couple years, I couldn't listen to this song because I was so bitter.
Some songs really do have sad connotations.
No, totally. But then we were also talking about how we like to go to concerts.
Yeah.
And so now we're trying to plan one together.
Great experience.
So if anyone wants to come with us, you just let us know, and you just call in, and we'll all go, and it'll be so great. Is it time to PSA, Izu? Is that what you're flipping through?
Could do.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Passenger, texting while driving, prevention, PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting?
Mm.
It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. I'd also just like to point out that the picture given in this PSA has a woman not only with one hand on her phone texting, but also holding a can of Pepsi at the same time. So she actually has no hands on the steering wheel. That is definitely a no-go.
And though it might be a little awkward to tell your friend that has a Pepsi and their phone in both hands, it's going to save lives.
It's going to save a lot of lives if you're doing both of those things at the same time.
Wow. And she's so jacked on caffeine. Like, she probably thinks if she can do it all, but you just can't.
You just can't.
Wow. Thank you for sharing. There are some things that are just, like, awkward to tell someone.
Oh, no. There are indeed.
But I don't know if asking your friend politely to stop texting is one of them.
I always hit them with a sort of a joke, but it's not a joke,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of interpret that, so it works well.
In so, your head, you're
know?
Actually reprimanding them and telling them
exactly,
to do better.
Exactly, know.
Yeah.
But if I didn't trust you, I wouldn't get in the car with you, so.
Yeah, that's true. Are you a good driver, Izu?
I would say actually I'm a good driver, but I would say I'm an okay driver overall because my parking skills are horrible.
Oh, I don't want to talk about my parking skills.
Maneuvering and all that.
Oh, you're a good maneuverer. So I've had some situations in my past experience driving that may lead some to believe that I'm not a good driver. But my parents have determined that it's just when I go backward is when I have a oh my God, our guest star is here. Do you want to go get him? And I can monologue. So when I've had three altercations whilst backing up. You know what? I'm going to save this story for later. I'm going to play a song.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on offer for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
We got a new friend in the studio. Please introduce yourself, new friend.
Yo, what's going on? This is Max in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna remain DJ nameless for now as we ponder
DJ Zagadoo.
DJ Zagadoo.
I kind of like that.
DJ Zagadoo? We'll take that.
Wait.
but we come in so fast.
Do you feel like okay with it? Because this is forever.
Yeah. Okay. There's a little backstory to DJ Zagadou.
Okay.
He's like this massive soccer player who's like 6'6". Huge guy, pretty much resembles me in no way, shape, or form.
No, but you're on the radio, so they would have never known.
Yeah.
So he actually does look like you.
Anyway, that's just easy with my thing. I mean, DJ Sweaty Hands.
No, yeah. He gave the whole backstory. We didn't even get the whole backstory at the soiree on Friday.
At the soiree to DJ Sweaty Hands? I think we got a significant amount.
We got a significant amount, but he shared that he also... It was... derived from his sweaty hands whilst playing FIFA, and people didn't like getting the remote after that.
It's true.
Yeah, I knew it was something to do with sweaty hands.
Yeah, makes sense.
The details are a little blurry, but damn. So what's going on, guys?
Okay, so we've just been chatting away.
Yeah.
Talking about going to museums, talking about dead artists, talking about face tats, talking about what else, Yuzu? Staying safe while driving.
Yes.
So it's been a dynamic hour, but we're happy to have some fresh perspective in the stew.
Oh, actually, before we get to whatever we're going to get to, this is like a dream of mine to be on like the radio and be like, "Hi guys, this is Jad Abumrad and Robert Krolwich, and you're on Radiolab from WNYC Studios, New York."
Can you repeat that just one more time for the people in the back?
This is Jad Abumrad here with Robert Krolwich at WNYC Studios, and you're listening to Radiolab. It's like
so good.
My favorite podcast, like growing up, all-time heroes. And Robert Krolwich is retiring this week.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're paying homage.
So I'm paying homage. I mean, like, what a time! Like, if you think about it, maybe like his radio career life cycle and mine, like. Nope. We're like
perhaps
just recycling.
The stars are aligning right this second, and you're about to take over what was once his.
So I'm just Robert Krolwich reborn.
So should your DJ name maybe be DJ Robert Krolwich? Or
DJ Robbie Crow. I mean, like, DJ Zagadou, DJ Robbie Crow, you can call me whatever you want. I'm a big fan of just
having a couple options.
Yeah, just
something to sleep on, you know?
Also, like, I'm kind of having this, like, war on names because, like, I struggle with remembering people's names, but, like, I really remember personalities and characteristics. And there's such a great amount of guilt that you attribute to forgetting someone's name after you had a fantastic conversation with them.
Oh, so much guilt.
And you don't want to ask their name again because that puts you back to zero.
Yeah, no, because then they're like, oh, shit, they didn't care about that.
Yeah. And if you want to just keep going, living nameless, like, it's kind of messed up.
No, it's sad. It happened to me just about 10 minutes ago, actually. Well, not 10. Right before bird watching, I had dinner with a friend. His housemate was home in his own home. And he walked in. He's like, "What's up? I'm Chris." I was like, "I'm Amanda. Nice to meet you." I had no idea what his name was. At the end of the dinner, he goes, "Amanda, right?" I was like, "Yep, I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember your name, and that's why I didn't use it all of dinner, but I would love to hear it again. I'll never forget it." And I never forget it. It's Chris.
See, that's what I'm talking about, though.
But no, so much sadness in my heart when that happened.
I have a little trick. If their name, if you remember, I mean, I don't wanna, you know, label things, but if you think their name was a little maybe not so generic, you could be like, "How do you pronounce your name again?"
And it's like,
hit him with the pronunciation.
Chris.
Wouldn't work so much with the name Chris, but
Chris. You really like, it's a hard C.
Or how do you spell your name? Because
it's good. It could be with
Chris. Could be spelled multiple different ways.
I mean, but like with people above the age of 7, they tend to know what you're getting at there. I used to hit my like camp counselors who were like all 5 years old. I would forget their name so fast, but I'd be like, "How do you spell your name?"
Yeah.
They were so adorable spelling it out. And it gives you plenty of time to remember it, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. So. And you can, like, really lock that in.
Really lock it in.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, that's good to keep in mind. Chris, if you're listening, I'll never forget it. Also, do you guys watch The Office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know that episode where Michael is, like, saying how he remembers everyone's name, and it's just, like, the most heinous thing? He's like, "You're fat, and that's why you're that and that." And then he's like, "And so your name is that."
I feel like that's not really allowed now.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
True. But if you keep it to yourself.
Well, there's like a technique to remembering things. So you have like this mental house, right?
Of course.
And you put everything in a different room in the house. And you attribute that thing to that room in the house so you don't forget it.
I love that. That's
so like Izu, you're definitely in the bedroom.
Where am I?
You're definitely in the living room because you invited me into this home right here.
Oh my God, it does feel warm.
It does feel like, I feel just so comfortable. Like where did the day go? It doesn't matter.
No, you took your jacket off so quickly.
Oh my God.
Take your shoes off too. You just stay here for the next 18 minutes. You're just so welcome. Oh my God. Wait, so Izu said that he had a topic of conversation that was best when you arrived.
It's about a stop and chat, basically. When do you become, or if you ever become comfortable enough with somebody, and then, you know, you walk past them, especially, you know, being on a college campus, you're running into people all the time that you may or may not know. When is it appropriate to stop and chat?
I have the perfect solution to this.
Oh my God.
You have to see someone in two different situations in two contexts. So if you're in my class and I see you at a party, I'm gonna stop and chat you. If you're in my class and I see you at lunch, maybe I'll stop and chat you. If I see you at a function or a club gathering, and then I see you at a career fair, maybe I'll stop and chat you. Two contexts, one stop and chat.
That was so eloquently said. I'm like scared to know if like Izu primed you on that or if you just have been thinking about stop and chat forever.
I had this conversation last Friday night while I was out, and now I'm getting dinner with two people that I stopped and chat after I saw them.
It's never a bad call, and if someone didn't have a good stop and chat with you, that that means so much. That like is so illuminating. You're like, okay, like that, like we had one context together. And then we had another one. Now we're going to stop and chat. And if it's not a good chat, then, like, you just drop them, you know?
And I can't, like, understate how big it is when someone stops and says hi to me. Like, being that this is my first year here, this second semester has been fantastic. And I attribute it purely down to seeing so many more smiling faces coming my way when I go to class.
That's such a beautiful sentiment. Serious. Where did you come from?
Where I transferred here.
Where'd you come from?
Like...
Yeah, but where did you transfer
from? Wesleyan, Connecticut.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's kind of like my defining feature here.
I'm a transfer.
I've been saying this time and time again. I'm looking to getting a shirt made, maybe a coat, because like you wear that more frequently. You don't have to wash it all the time.
Because it's so cold out.
Yeah. Absolutely freezing.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Tufts.
Thank you.
Happy to have you in the studio and on campus because you do have a great smiling face.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
So Amanda is now my official stop and chat partner, sponsored by, what's this show called? Bird watching. I can't believe I forgot that.
It's okay.
I can't tell you how many people I've told that I'm coming on this show tonight. Like, out of pure excitement. Jake Tots, if you're listening, I'm on.
So Jake Tots is the brother of my housemate and friend, Rachel Tots. Oh my God. Okay, so we started the hour with 14 listeners. We have dropped to 8, but that's okay because I feel like those 8 are probably your 8 friends. And like, who's to say how many we had 10 minutes ago when you weren't here?
That's true.
I don't know. Let's see. Guys, if you're listening to bird watching, call in. Can you do that?
Totally.
I need to learn the other side of this, like to be able to listen.
Oh, training's coming up soon. Not to be a DJ. To listen, you just go to wwmfo.org, and you just say listen now.
That simple.
This message was brought to you by our sponsors at Tufts University Football Club.
Both co-DJs in the room right now are part of Tufts Club Soccer. Just one of the greatest clubs, perhaps the greatest club on Tufts campus. I'm a huge groupie. Did I hear that you are potentially walking onto the regular team?
I don't know.
Okay. Is that pending?
Pending.
Okay, well, we'll reconfirm on the air if that ever does happen.
We'll reconfirm on the air, but Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough situation.
Okay. But you don't have to talk about it right now. Do you have any song recs?
Song recs. Yeah, pretty much anything Elton John ever spit out of his mouth.
Okay, perfect. Oh, wow. Did you see his movie?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I didn't like it as much as Bohemian Rhapsody, though. Like, I wanted it to be more in that, like, in that echelon. I didn't want a musical. I wanted build up to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it, like, coming in the middle of a scene. Like,
no, I totally get that.
Why are you floating in the middle of the air, bro?
Yeah, no, it's like, that feels more like a musical. And that you just, if they're not breaking out in dance, it's just confusing. So, okay, well, here's a little Benny and the Jets. Hope that you like that one.
I do like Benny and the Jets.
Hey kid, shake the loose together, spotlight's hitting something.
back at it.
We're back. We're each just sharing the trajectory of our Tuesdays, and they're all very diverse. I'll first share mine, and then we'll all go around and share our own Tuesday. Most notably, chasing dreams. All of us are chasing dreams. My Tuesday. Wake up. Go for a run. Sit on a desk from... Max just patted his arm because I'm getting huge constantly.
She stays on her grind, people appreciate it.
And then I walk 2 hours to work. No, not 2 hours, 2 miles to work.
2 hours on a trek.
2 miles to work. Sometimes when I am feeling lucky, not today because I was feeling so good after my run, I stop at Bagelsaurus for a little Bagel Sammy. And then I sit at work from 10 to 4. And then I take my 2 mile walk home. Usually have people lined up to call on both the way there and the way back. So if you guys are ever chilling and bored from about 9:20 to 10 or 4 to 4:40, you just hit me up and I'm probably strolling. And then chilled, dinner, bird watching.
Damn. It's a great day.
It's a fantastic day.
Thank you.
It's what days are made of.
That is.
It's what dreams are made of.
Totally. Okay, your turn, Max.
6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Rise and shine, baby. Sun ain't out. Doesn't mean you don't have to be.
Do you have a roommate?
No. I live in Hillsides in a single suite. All right, so like the suite has 6 spots.
Okay.
3 of us.
Are you buddies with the other 3?
Do you guys each get 2 rooms?
No. Oh, that's like the annoying thing. So like... like there's literally like ghost rooms, like
that's so scary.
Like the suite was full when we got there. All transfers. One kid moved out in the first week, so
such a weird vibe to put you in.
Someone moved into his room, just like a random Tufts kid. Mm-hmm. Moved out a month later.
Okay.
ghost room ghosts in the room,
we don't like that
anyway. But they lock those doors like after they leave, so like we just have like 3 empty rooms that are just locked that okay. we can't use, which should be studios.
That sucks, because you could also take out those beds and mega bed.
Exactly.
Could do a lot.
But alas.
But yeah.
Ghost rooms.
Oh, wait, yeah. So, 6 a.m., rise and grind, gym. We're running sprints today.
Of course we
are. Come back, shower, half a PB&J because I ran out of bread, so we got half.
Did you double the PB for the same ratio of bread, or did you...
Nah, because I already like put on a lot mm-hmm. of PB. So yeah, we maximized what we had, but like
totally.
8 5 protein bars throughout the day. Like my addiction is off the rails, people. I need help. Went to class, lunch, class, little bit of homework, class, bird watching, game, set, match.
That's what dreams are made of right there. That is such an aggressive day. I'm so happy you made it and that you're here now still smiling.
Oh, and I also told like 76 people along my day, like in transit, that I would be on the show tonight. So
that
was highlight of my day. Hands down.
Thank you so much. We're happy to have you. Oh my god, the next person's coming. Izu, you have to share your day. It's very riveting, so it's gonna take a while.
You guys saved the best for last for sure. I wake up pretty late. Wake up at like 11.
Okay.
Have class 12:50.
Naturally.
Then I'm chasing dreams until 7 p.m. where I come here and bird watch. So.
It's beautiful. You see, there's so many ways to chase dreams, everyone.
There's a lot of ways.
That's what bird watching teaches you, is that there's no one right path to chase your dreams because you all end up in the same place, and that's in the WMFO studio.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
As like a new person on the show, where did the name bird watching come from?
Oh, so Rachel and I, also known as Libretti World Peace, for all the people who only know her by her DJ name, we were roommates last year, and we knew we were starting a show, and we started like a shared Google note of like when we would have ideas for what our show name would be. But then one day we were just sitting in our room and Rachel was just looking out the window and she goes, bird watching. And I was like, wow. She's like, that's what our show should be called. And it just stuck.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Origins.
That one room in Carm really just brought so much joy to so many listeners throughout the greater Medford area. So we'll put on one more song to head us out of here. Does anyone have any recs?
Oh no, what are the vibes on this show?
Oh, anything.
Any vibe.
We've had quite an assortment tonight.
How about some Nelly Furtado?
Yeah, I love that.
We can totally do that. Do you have a favorite? A bird. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, very.
That's her most appropriate
very
song.
Apt song for the show.
Okay, perfect. Here we go. We have to sign off. Okay, so I'm going to say my DJ name. You're going to say your DJ name. He's going to say his DJ name. And then you're going to read that little sign behind you. And then we're all going to say together.
Which one?
Yeah, that one. Right. And we're going to say bird watching.
Right.
Okay, great. This is DJ Mandy B.
This is DJ Sweaty Hands.
This is DJ Robbie Crow.
Uh-huh. You got it.
This is bird watching.
No, and you are listening.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Okay.
Okay, great. We'll see y'all here next week.
That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great,